Good morning. It is 8:42, and I have a very special guest on the phone this morning, Mark Pons at Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. And Mark, first of all, thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Ron. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I am all excited to talk to you about the 12 Days of Kindness, a holiday challenge from Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. You're always doing something special for the community for the holiday season. This year is no different, as you've developed the 12 Days of Kindness holiday challenge. If you would, take a moment to tell us about this challenge and how it all works.
All right. Thanks, Ron. So 2020 has been a tough year. I think everybody can agree to that. And let's end 2020 on a good note by doing random acts of kindness in our community. And that's what we're trying to inspire, is random acts of kindness in our community. So get a friend, get a neighbor, get a coworker, and go do something kind for someone and capture it on photo or video. Share it on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag CHT12Days. Or share it on Chapel Tire's Facebook page. And what we want to do is create a community collage of kindness. Let's change the narrative in our community, Ron, and just get out there and start doing nice things for people.
Now, you've done this before, and it's just a terrific thing to do for the community. It makes people feel good and really helps everybody get into the holiday spirit. Tell us about the idea behind the challenge, and maybe give us some examples of some acts of kindness your staff has done.
Absolutely. So the idea behind it was we always do something this time of year. It used to be the 12 days of Christmas, and just in this year, Ron, we need kindness. We know we need kindness. So let's go do it. And so that was really the inspiration of it, was let's go out and do some acts of kindness. Our team, if you go to 12 days, the number 12, days.chapelhilltire.com, you'll see acts of kindness done by our team. And we're also starting to drip that out on social media. But in fact, Ron, I just looked at a picture of my Franklin Street location, took supplies to the Ronald McDonald House in Chapel Hill. And there's a little girl who just got admitted to the Ronald McDonald House with cancer. And one of the things they happened to pick up was unicorn slippers. And I just got a photo from the Ronald McDonald House of this little girl. She loves her unicorn slippers, and she won't take them off. And it's those kinds of acts of kindness we're talking about.
Mark, I have to say, Chapel Hill Tire has been around for, 67 years now, I believe, and you're always doing something special for the community. Why is it always so important to you to do those things and bring the community together?
Ron, I tell people on orientation at Chapel Tire, we drink from wells we did not dig, and we are blessed to be in this community. We're blessed to be in the Chapel Hill, blessed to be in the Triangle, and we've got to recognize that the wind in our sails we didn't create, and so we always want to look to give back to the community.
Now, I know that everybody's going to participate in this because it's going to be fun, it's going to be rewarding in so many ways, but tell us, other than this, is there anything else new that's happening with Chapel Hill Tire?
Well, thanks, Ron, for asking. We do have a new location coming soon in APEC.
Cool. Fantastic. I know there's always something happening, so I just had to ask you that. And
thanks for asking, yeah.
I hope everybody will pay it forward and participate in this challenge. If somebody wants to find out more about how it all works, we're talking about the 12 Days of Kindness here, which is now a holiday challenge, a tradition from Chapel Hill Tire. How do they find out more, Mark?
Go to 12 Days. That's the number 12 days. chapelhilltire.com, and you'll see how to do it. But basically, if you post acts of kindness on Instagram or Twitter, use hashtag CHT12Days, or if you're going to post to Facebook, post on our page, and we will actually give, people will vote from the 13th to the 24th on the most inspirational act of kindness. And we will give $3,000 to the charity of choice for the winner, $2,000 to the second place, and $1,000 to the third place. Charity of their choice.
Well, along with the holiday challenge, I know that you want to challenge everybody in the community to take part in this.
Absolutely, Ron. We want to just, like I said, we want to build a collage of community kindness out of this. Let's change the narrative in our community.
Okay, everybody participate in this special kindness challenge, and we know that it's going to go over well. This whole thing has been so great before. I can recall we've had WCHL Hometown Heroes out of this and recognize some of those folks, and some of the people out there will just, it'll kind of break your heart when you see that people are going through hardships of their own and having to make sacrifices, but still doing wonderful random acts of kindness for other folks. And thank you, Mark, so much for bringing all that to our attention.
Thank you, Ron. It's a pleasure to work with you.
All right. Have a great day. That is Mark Pons, Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care, and you will be hearing more about 12 Days of Kindness, a holiday challenge from Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Go to 12days.chapelhilltire.com and you can get all the details.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Pons inviting you to join the 12 Days of Kindness holiday challenge from Chapel Hill Tire. Join us in taking action to strengthen love in our community with random acts of kindness. Before December 24th, post your act of kindness to your Instagram or Twitter feed with the hashtag CHT12Days or post it to Chapel Hill Tire's Facebook page. See full details at 12days.chapelhilltire.com. That's the number 12, days.chapelhilltire.com. And remember, drive happy, Chapel Hill.